The New England Revolution this morning has something the other professional team in Foxborough, the New England Patriots, enjoys in abundance. Star power. Soccer midfielder Jermaine Jones, who caught the eye of American soccer fans with his play for the U.S. team during the World Cup, joined the Revolution yesterday. WBUR's Bill Littlefield was there to meet him.
Though he was born in Germany, Jermaine Jones was available to the U.S. national team because his father was an American and Jones had never played in a competitive match for the German national team. He was available to the New England Revolution because 15 years into his career, Jones and his agent figured MLS would be a good and relatively lucrative fit. At his press conference in Foxborough yesterday, Jones acknowledged that he'd been on vacation with his family since the U.S. was bounced out of the World Cup in Brazil, but promised to be ready to play as soon as Saturday.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. That was like a long holiday now for me, and I'm really happy that I can start to go back on the pitch, and I'm ready to go, and I hope the coach will push me that I'll be ready for the game in Toronto.
Revolution head coach Jay Heap says that as a ball-winning midfielder, Jones was exactly the player his team needed. In the past, MLS has been regarded as a soft late-career landing for some players who've starred in more celebrated leagues, but Heaps feels Jones's veteran status will work to the advantage of his new team.
When you walk in the door, there's an instant respect, and I think our players last game, we averaged an age of 23 years of age that started the game when you average out the ages across the board. And so instantly they're looking for someone to lead.
The signing of Jermaine Jones was preceded by all sorts of rumors. He preferred to play for the Chicago Fire. He was going to return to Europe. Some country somewhere else might be in the mix. When asked about all that, Jones denied everything, shrugged, and said that everyone should remember that he'd been on vacation with his family, and he'd let his agent sort out the opportunities.
If you go too much in that, you will make your head crazy, so...
Certainly, and who needs a crazy head? It has been reported that Jones will be paid $4.7 million for the remainder of this season and the next. This would seem to be a significant departure from the economic plan that has characterized the New England Revolution, which, unlike the Los Angeles Galaxy or the New York Red Bulls, has never been much interested in pursuing the so-called designated players for a lot more money than the rest of the roster costs. Revolution General Manager Mike Burns says that Jones should be considered an exception.
This certainly signifies a signature signing for us, but we'll continue to operate the way we've always operated. And in terms of saying that this is a change and that we're going to go down this path and sign 2 or 3 designated players, I don't think will be the case.
With just 10 games left to play in the regular season, the Revolution sits on the brink of playoff qualification. With the signing of Jermaine Jones, Mike Burns and Jay Heaps feel they've greatly enhanced the possibility that the Revs will be playing soccer into November. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bill Littlefield.